Russia's foreign minister says they won't live in an American saloon where the US calls the shots. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Will Bain, in for Victoria Craig. Thanks for being with us. In perhaps a performance that Western governments have become used to, one of President Putin's most reliable spokesmen, the Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, has been speaking on Russian television this morning about efforts to keep the economy on track in spite of Western sanctions. Mr. Lavrov accused the US of wanting the whole world to look like America.
What the American wants is unipolar world, which would be not like a global village, which would be like an American village and maybe American saloon where, you know, who is the strongest is calling the shots. And I said they are succeeding to mobilize behind themselves and on the basis of their own interests the entire Western world.
Well then, turning to economic sanctions imposed on Russia, Mr. Lavrov said the country's economy would adjust and they knew now they couldn't rely on the West.
Sanctions, we will survive. The measures which the president and the government are developing, elaborating, and they're being announced, this is only the beginning of our economy to adjusting to the new situation. Now, if there was any illusion that we can one day rely on our Western partners, this illusion is no longer there.
Well, the war in Ukraine is wreaking havoc on global supply chains, already under serious duress from the pandemic. And whilst a lot of focus has been on what that's meant for businesses in Europe, right on Russia and Ukraine's borders, nowhere in the world, it seems, is being spared collateral economic damage. The BBC's Monica Miller in Singapore has been hearing how businesses there are already feeling the economic chill.
Reying is putting the last of her supplies on the shelves at the Russian supermarket, named after the country she called home for 20 years. The Chinese national toggles with ease, speaking both Mandarin and Russian, a comforting sound to her clients who stop by to purchase their favorite items like sauerkraut dumplings from Poland and Russian beer.
When the war started, a lot of Ukrainians, Russians and Belarusians panicked and came to my store, afraid of not being able to get the food they want for their families here.
Reying opened her business at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic and is trying to make up for lost time. Now, she's hit with another roadblock, another round of supply chain disruptions due to the war in Ukraine. Right now I'm looking at a freezer that has fish from Eastern Europe. The big selling item is smoked herring from Belarus. They're not sure when their next shipment is going to come in. Small business owners were already facing inflation. And now commodities like grains and metals are skyrocketing due to the conflict. Global energy expert Vandana Hari says Southeast Asian countries are in a delicate moment.
The vast majority of the countries here are emerging economies. And these economies, lower middle income and lower income families make up for the vast proportion. These are the people who get disproportionately affected by rising costs.
Justin Kwek is a realtor. He spends about a quarter of his monthly expenses on fuel. These days, he's spending an extra $30 to fill up the tank of his white BMW X3 every 4 days.
We can make small adjustments along the way, but I think that's just something that we have to absorb, really. That is time.
Justin says he's contemplating trading in his SUV for an electric car. For now, like many drivers, he looks the other way when the numbers tick upwards at the pump. In Singapore, I'm the BBC's Monica Miller for Marketplace.
Well, let's get you up to speed with the numbers now after another turbulent week driven by the war in Ukraine and those fresh lockdowns in China. In Asia, after 2 days of rallies, stocks were down with the Hang Seng off by almost 0.5%. European benchmarks too have opened down between 0.3% and 0.7% across the board. Let's move to Australia, where the country has launched legal action against Facebook's parent company Meta, alleging it allowed scam ads to target users with fake celebrity endorsements for cryptocurrencies, as the BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney explains.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is insisting that these ads could well have misled Facebook users into believing that they were genuine and being promoted by famous Australian celebrities. Now, images of business leaders, television hosts and politicians were used to lure in victims. They contained links to fake media stories that gave these ads a sense of legitimacy. Users were then contacted by scammers, asked to deposit funds, and one unfortunate victim lost almost $500,000. And now the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is taking Meta to court.
Companies and business figures and celebrities themselves who had been used in some of these ads without their permission had previously also taken action against Meta, hadn't they?
Yes, including a very well-known Australian resources chief executive. Now, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is alleging that the social media giant really didn't do enough to stop these fraud ads, even after some of these celebrities and well-known people contacted them to say that they'd been misrepresented and used in these scams. Now, breaches of Australia's consumer law can attract fines of many millions of dollars. As far as it's concerned, Meta says that it's cooperating with the regulator's investigation. It's reviewing the decision that the Consumer Commission has come to. But significantly, Meta is saying that it would defend these proceedings. What that means is that it will deny any liability in court. So this could be a case that could well drag on. But as we say, Rod Sims, who's the head of the ACCC, says that it could well have international ramifications depending on the outcome of this court case.
Thanks there to the BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney for breaking that down for us, Phil.
Thank you, Will.
Remember, if you've missed any of our Ukraine coverage, including our exclusive interview with the president of Lithuania, check out our podcast. In London, I'm Will Bain with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.